pickup trucks hauling racing vehicles on trailers rolled by the hundreds into the Crandon International Raceway yesterday. This weekend, the city in north central Wisconsin is hosting an off-road program, even though high gasoline prices have kept some cars in driveways. Mark Rogacheski says simply getting to Crandon from his home in Marinette wasn't cheap.
I used about $90 to get here, and I used $90 to get home, so $180 just in fuel from Marinette to here, four-hour round trip. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Wouldn't miss the racing because Rogacheski has had some success driving his pickup truck for sport.
It's my sixth year, and just winning races and winning these world championship rings. That's what it's all about.
Another person pulling into the Crandon Raceway, Terry Friday of Pine River, says he's been racing a truck here for 25 years.
It's the excitement. Racing, you'd have to get out there once and ride with somebody or get on the track with somebody, and then you'd know what it's about. It's pretty exciting.
So are gas prices for people with light wallets. Several of the racers say they just hope refineries and other gasoline supply systems damaged by Hurricane Katrina will be back online soon. Motorists simply looking at their gas gauge while driving on highways and interstates may be thinking the same thing. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Crandon.
Don't let anybody over, though. No, nothing good.